As we've been discussing, puppies have several innate behaviors that we can use to create sensible, safe adult dogs. We've talked about four of those behaviors before, and in the last module we showed how to use puppies' innate cleanliness to first potty train and then housebreak them. This module we're going to discuss another natural behavior, following. Our pups need to follow their mother appears between 5.5 and 6.5 weeks of age. This behavior doesn't last long, ending right around the end of the sensitive period at 16 weeks. Between 5.5 and 16 weeks, we can take advantage of natural following to teach pups to follow us. We develop pups following through adventure walks in woods, fields, or beaches, or anywhere else that pups can safely be off leash. Using our pups' natural following has many benefits. First, it teaches pups to take responsibility for knowing where we are, not vice versa. But just to clarify, following doesn't mean they're always behind us. It just means that they're paying attention. It also lessens the risk of dogs getting lost because they're constantly aware of where they are and where we are. Following also develops pups' proprioception or awareness of where their body is in space, their problem-solving ability. It inoculates them to stress and develops resilience, and it continues to develop their scenting abilities from early scent introduction. In addition to these wonderful skills, adventure walks create stronger, fitter, braver puppies. Sensitive period puppies can handle a lot of off-leash exercise. In fact, research has shown that regular off-leash walks over moderate terrain, more challenging than lawns, prior to 12 weeks of age, reduces the risk of hip dysplasia in adulthood. Since we've started doing adventure walks with our litters and puppies, our hip dysplasia rate has dropped to near zero, and our percent of OFA excellent ratings has risen to over 20% in a breed that typically has only about 4.5% excellence. And finally, adventure walks make for tired puppies, and we all know that tired puppies are good puppies. So what does following look like? Well, my partner Mercy made me create this video just to show you. I personally hate trying to walk puppies before 5.5 weeks of age because it's hopeless and chaotic. But for you, anything. So here goes. These are 5-week-old puppies. They're completely engrossed in the world around them and so are unaware of where their mom is or where I am. Their following instinct has not turned on at all. They are cute, though. 2 days later, we can see some of the pups are starting to follow, but others are still a bit confused about the process. Yet the next day, the pups have become followers. This is fabulous following as we walk them out of their pen and up the walk. Once we get them up to the driveway, we stop to reward them with some nursing. This makes it much easier to get puppies out of the pen and to a car or somewhere else. Now we're off again after a little snack, and just look at these puppies. What a difference 3 days makes. About 50 feet out, they suddenly realize that they need to pee. You'll see that in just a second. About half of them. Boom! So we take a little break until everybody catches up. Oh, wait for me! And then off we go on our walk. Now this is what adventure walks look like when the pups are about 7 weeks old. My apologies for the movement on the video, but you're seeing one of our true home videos. This is 13 pups, their mom, and two aunties, a 12-year-old and one that's only 4 months old. We like to have our young bitches walk with litters so that they begin to learn how to be mamas from the very beginning. So you can see there's mom. here's the 4-month-old, and here's the 12-year-old. And we stop again to reward the puppies, let them have a little bit of nursing, and then we give treats to everybody else. Now we're heading down towards the stream. Ahead of us is a pretty steep edge, which we'll talk about in the next module, but you'll see how sensible the puppies are about this. Nobody's making any effort to go down that very steep bank. Now we have a pup that we've left behind. We actually only have 12 there, and one of the puppies stopped to poop. We never leave a puppy that is peeing or pooping. We don't ever want to put stress on that. And so you'll see we're going to take yet another break. It's a good mama. She just wants to get to the stream. And we'll allow this puppy to catch up. Hang on a second. The videographer, that's not her. She's way back there. And she finished her pooping, and here she comes. Whoa, wait for me. Yeah, good girl. And when she gets there, we tell her how fabulous she is, and we let her have a little bit of nursing time with mom. We're down at the stream, and it's a pretty chilly day. That's their mom and the pups, and then you'll see the aunties. We don't need our pups to swim before they go home, but we sure like them to see adult dogs interacting with the water all the time, and we want them to be able to play in or around it to build their confidence. So while we wait for the pups to gather, let's talk a little bit about how far you can go with your puppies. Weather plays a really big role in that decision. Medium to giant breed pups of coated breeds can handle pretty low temperatures as long as it's dry. Goldens, for example, can be out in temps down to 15 degrees Fahrenheit unless they get wet, and their coats just aren't good enough to keep them warm when they're wet. So if it's raining or muddy, stay inside or shorten your walk, and be sure you have enough people along to carry the pups home if need be. Now, if it's hot, keep the puppies out of direct sun since their cooling systems aren't fully developed. But otherwise, we will be walking 30 to 60 minutes most mornings, and sometimes we'll go out again in the afternoon. Now, these are meandering walks more than hikes, so the pups can pick their pace, first running, then stopping to investigate something out of interest, and then trotting to catch up. Now, what do we do when puppies get distracted? And this is the key here. So we just called all the pups to us, so we're reinforcing them with treats. Remember, when we do a recall, we reinforce with treats. When we don't do a recall, we're not going to be just randomly giving them treats. Now, we're going to head off without calling the puppies. It's their responsibility to know where we are. So we've headed off up the hill. There are the adult dogs. They've been trained this way as well, and so they immediately begin to follow, as do some of the pups. Now you'll see that 3 or 4 of them are staying back and have gotten distracted playing in the mud, and we'll zoom in on them. There you go. Now the guy on the left is suddenly going to realize that he's all by himself. Can see, he's looking around. Where'd everybody go? Whoops. That wasn't what he had expected. And then we're moving so the puppy can see us, and he's going to take off up the hill. But just a reminder, we haven't said anything to him. We haven't called him. It's his responsibility to pay attention to us. There's Miss Raspberry. She's realized everybody's gone, and her debate is, do I stick with my brother? Nope. And now they're all gone. And that's how we handle it if the puppies get distracted. Now, following progresses to 16 weeks. Remember, you're expecting the pups to follow you, so be unpredictable. Don't follow the same path every day. In fact, get off the path when you can. Call your puppy to you only in emergencies, not when the pup gets distracted. It's the pup's job to follow you. If your puppy gets distracted, step behind a tree or crouch down. Stay close enough to be sure your puppy's safe, but wait until he realizes he's alone and then tries to find you. If your pup panics and starts to bolt, step out and make a noise, but if he's looking for you, let him get worried while he tries to find you. As he gets closer to 16 weeks of age, hide sooner and don't help unless he panics. You're trying to imprint on him that you're unpredictable, and if he doesn't keep his eye on you, you'll get lost or even disappear. And finally, this is really important, only reward with food if you do a recall, if you call him to you. Puppy, come. There are no treats for following or for finding you after he gets distracted. Why not? Well, pups get anxious when they're abandoned. If we reward them with food when they find us, what becomes the relief of their anxiety? Food. But we don't want that. We want us to be the relief to their anxiety. And so we want to make sure that staying with us and knowing where we are is relief, not treats. Now, here are a couple of frequently asked questions we get on following. Number one, won't my pup run away? If you do following or adventure walks prior to 16 weeks of age, your pup won't run away. And we've done this with all kinds of puppies. It doesn't really matter what the breed is. Puppies at that age know that they're dependent upon us. However, at about 16 weeks, it's like a light switch. And suddenly puppies know or believe that they can survive on their own. So you want to get this started right away. Where should I go? If you don't have property, how do you figure out where you should go? Well, number one, it needs to be someplace safe for your puppies, which means there aren't random dogs around. There are no roadways nearby, things like that. Not everyone is going to have grounds available to them, but most people can find a field, woods, a park, a friend's house. Friend's property, especially dog-loving friends, are great. Horse pastures without the horses, all of those are terrific options. So talk to your friends, look around, and see what places you might have available to you. We're always concerned about the risk of disease, in particular distemper and parvo. Now, we talked in an earlier module about vaccine protocols and nomographs. So if you have a nomograph on your puppy, then you know whether or not he's at risk or not. If you have titered your puppy, if you've given a shot and you've got a positive titer, then you know that your puppy is protected. If you are doing a series of shots and you don't have a way to know whether your puppy has responded, find places to go where there are minimal dogs. So you're going to try and find those very private places where there aren't going to be a lot of dogs around or won't dogs be traipsing through the property so that you don't have to worry about disease. A lot of people ask this question. I think it's a very valid question. We have wildlife in our area. What should I do? So this really depends upon the breed of puppy. If you have very small puppies, toy breeds, then you do need to be very concerned about wildlife as small as hawks and eagles. So what we do is we make sure that we take our adult dogs with us. Very few predators are going to come near a series of adult dogs. Even if they're small dogs, they're going to put up enough noise and enough ruckus to keep wildlife away. The area that we've walked where there are coyotes, bobcats, hawks, eagles, fox, gosh, all kinds of wildlife, and they avoid people and dogs. What would be the one kind of wildlife that would probably make me stop walking my puppies or be very, very cautious? Wolves. And if you live in Canada or very far north in the United States or elsewhere where there are wolves, you have to be extremely careful and cautious when taking your puppies out. And you probably should take them just a few at a time. That leads to, you're reading all this and you're thinking about it and you're thinking, Gail's crazy. I would never do this. I'm terrified. So what I'd recommend to you is you give it a try, but perhaps you only take one or at most two puppies with you the first few times. Take a friend with you, although it is a lot harder to hide when you have a second person around, but if you're really attentive and everybody pays attention, then you can certainly have more than one person with you. Do it one at a time, two at a time, get your puppies out there, and you'll see it goes pretty smoothly if you just give it a try. So start at 6 weeks, and head for 16 weeks.